This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody.
There's nothing that the president takes more seriously than the security of the American people. The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record account should outweigh those of anonymous sources. And I was in the room. It didn't happen. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
General McMaster, with his statement last night regarding President Trump revealing classified info, this is proving, that we've got a president who is trying to get this country back on track. And meanwhile, you got the drive-by media, you've got the Clinton cabal along with Obama operatives all doing everything they can to put a stick in his spokes at every turn. I mean, this is unrelenting. And Main Street America, maybe some, as being suggested, are yawning, but others are saying, look it, I need to get back to work. I want to get this country back on track so that, I can provide for my family here. But meanwhile, you got all this political gamesmanship that's going on, and the Washington Post is, they're just high-fiving it all over the hallways, thinking that they've really done a service here. A service for whom? They talk about this democracy being at risk, and what's hanging in the balance here, and they're doing everything they can to blow this up, and they feel like they're succeeding and they're gaining ground here. But again, to what purpose? Hillary Clinton is not going to be president of the United States. Donald Trump is president of the United States. And, it is about time that, whether it's Republicans and those on the Democratic side that are for the people, get behind this president and stop with this stuff. Because this is absolutely ridiculous as to what's going on. And, of course, I can only imagine what Donald Trump, as a leader, as the CEO, the commander in chief of this country, is thinking right now is that, what is going on? I mean, I'd sweep the entire place, for bugs and do everything I can to figure out, where is this information being leaked to? What's the source of this deal? Because, it is on hyperdrive. All the leaks that are coming out of the Oval Office. And it's all to one end. It's all being accumulated and presented to the mass audience, or at least to their limited audience, the Washington Post, that this is significant and it speaks of the incompetency and why the American people should have doubt of President Trump. But the fact of the matter is his followers are still, they're pretty well dug in. They are his followers. But, continue to put this out, Scott, and I'm not sure how much longer even his followers can handle before they start thinking, well, there's something there.
Well, and I think that's the big issue here is that they need to, at some point in time, they need to come out and say, give us some of the facts. You declassify some of this stuff. Let us see some of the information that they have. Because right now, Trey Gowdy said it best. The world does not like a vacuum. It will fill the void. Right now it's all filled with speculation. And it's
This gives people like this all kinds of room to play in, because you're talking about national security issues you're not supposed to be talking about anyway. And the other thing too that's interesting, and we were talking about this earlier, Laura Ingraham from Life Z, she commented last night that the Washington Post didn't even bother to speak to the principals before printing this article. So here it is, and now you got even the Russians said there was no classified information that was shared. You got McMasters who says, hey, I was there in the room. It didn't happen. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us right here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Laura, your response to this story. Well,
so far we know that Dina Powell and Rex Tillerson have both said no classified information was revealed. There were only three people at the meeting from the administration other than the president. McMaster, Dina Powell, and Tillerson. And my sources are telling me that the Washington Post discussed this before they printed this with none of the principals who were at the meeting. They did not speak to Tillerson, they did not speak to Powell, and they did not speak to McMaster about the specific allegations that they were raising.
Their responsibility
and if that's the case, that's what we're hearing at LifeSat. And if that's the case, how do you go on the record with this piece without talking to the principals who were at the meeting about the specific allegations?
The responsibility of the Washington Post, it seems to me, in an incident like this, is to reach out to the administration and to its press operation, and to get whatever answer that they're prepared to give to you. Doesn't mean that it invalidates the reporting if you didn't speak to the principals. Obviously, it's better to speak to the principals. Is it possible, Juan, that what we have here might be a case where people in the intelligence community who are opposed to Donald Trump on any number of grounds are being tendentious here and leaking something to the Washington Post that doesn't quite check out but simply want to undermine his presidency?
Well, it's always possible.
Well, of course, what can you say here? This is, again, the Trump administration and conservatives need to understand that war has been declared, and it's all about advantage. This is a game of chess. It's a high-stake chess game on multiple levels. And the thing that people need to understand is they're not packing their bags. They're not giving up. And, you know, you can make fun of them, and I'm talking about the Democrats, those on the left, that they're whining about losing the election. But meanwhile, they're moving forward with their plan to do everything they can to discredit Donald Trump. And this is, you know, I think it's getting to Donald Trump a little bit here because he's being maybe too defensive about it. He just needs to, let McMaster's, let the people there within his administration go and present the face and the facts of the administration. And meanwhile, he needs to probably protect himself a little bit from the inner workings and influence of D.C. Because whether it's the Washington Post, the drive-by media, as they say, the mainstream media, and those that want to take a shot at Trump, they're mounting up, and there's blood in the water. They're smelling blood, Trump's blood in the water, Scott.
Well, this is really another case where I really feel like this is so important that not announcing sources it hurts the reporting for me. Mm-hmm. Because if it's true, I want to know who said it, so that way we know who we can ask.
Exactly.
And if it's somebody, White House staffer, well, If it's somebody that wasn't in the room, how would they know?
Mm-hmm.
If it's somebody that doesn't have the clearance to have that have the security to be there, mm-hmm. then why is that a valid source?
Well, they were referencing a former senior intelligence officer that had given the Washington Post, and so it was this anonymous source that was that's given some credibility because he's a former senior operative within the White House. So I think that's code for a former Obama operative, chances are. And go ahead.
But the problem here is that there's absolutely no repercussion for them if they just say, well, it's a sources told me.
Well, that you see, but this is where the people need to, Main Street America needs to be smart about this. And as we said this a couple of weeks ago, Scott, this isn't new, is that you have to have a discerning filter on all this stuff. And, even with Donald Trump, I mean, I don't know who is even counseling him on crisis management issues, because, when he comes in and tries to explain things, he just makes things worse. You know, going back to the Comey situation, he fired him. That's it. End of story. You don't need to, it's kind of like when you're pulled over by the police and they're going to give you a ticket, they don't sit there and get into a long conversation. They just write the ticket.
And, well, to be fair to him, I don't think he understands just how in the limelight the president really is. We know every time the president takes a vacation. We know every time the president, walks around his front lawn or something. He's been in the spotlight, but he's never been in the spotlight like this, to where every action that he does, people are going to, they talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he's been a very well-known figure for many, many years, but I don't think he understood just how prominent he would be at this point.
That might be the case, but you know what? He better learn fast, because we're burning time here. Instead of dealing with, tax reform and health care, we're dealing about some stupid, inconsequential meeting in the Oval Office. And of all people, and you had to know, I mean, anytime you bring the Russians anywhere in your zip code because of the Russian boogeyman narrative that's out there, everybody's going to go sideways on it. And on top, to add to it, the media had to rely on the photographer from Russia. They didn't even have American representation in the room. And, I just don't. I don't know if it's ego or what it is, but, Donald Trump needs to get outside of himself. His people who are advising him need to get outside of themselves and do things that unify the country, not add to the divisiveness that the left is doing. I mean, I don't see where the left necessarily is winning with this. I think it puts a bad narrative on them. It really is really showing them just how conspiratorial they are, instead of being ones that are answering the problem. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. She comes out and she's forming this pack and this new, resistance. Oh, great, man. That's what we need.
Wasn't her statement that I'll do anything I can do to help with the transition here?
Yeah, right.
And that means that we'll resist.
Yeah, right. Somehow it gets translated to that because her feelings are hurt. And here's somebody who has been living off We the People, and you think that she would utilize her talent, her understanding and experience to help the cause. Oh, no. The cause isn't about the United States. It's just about the Democratic Party. It's about the Democratic Party getting an advantage so they can regain power once again. That's what all this is all about. And whose expense? It's the people's expense. And this is where the people need to, mount up. You talk about a resistance against the resistance. They need to mount up a serious effort to say it's not going to be business as usual here in this country anymore, that we expect things to move along. And, it's not about being a Democrat or Republican. It's about being the United States of America and doing what's good for all. And, we are, meanwhile, spending a lot of money. This is the people's money that's going down the drain here for ego and for, a single party's interest. I don't know how that is fair. I don't know how that is even, even reasonable to do this at the people's expense. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Let us know your thoughts at BMartinezLive. Chime in. Get involved in the conversation. We want to hear from you. And you can drop me an email, too, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you so much for spending the evening with us tonight. As a 26-year veteran, as Chris mentioned, having served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and actually having served when General McMaster was in Afghanistan at the same time, I have the utmost respect for him.
Wonderful.
He is a man of integrity. So when he says what he says, I believe what he says. And that's from 26 years. But I can tell you that having been in the military, there is no room for divisiveness or division when you're talking about national security. And given that and the importance of unity when you're fighting or when you're fighting countries like ISIS or the ISIS regime, and also when you look at North Korea and the threat that they represent, I think we have to really lean on your experience.
Well, you know, kind of interesting. Were you kind of envisioning some, you know, thought bubbles, you know, from the head of Nancy Pelosi and Chris Cuomo? I mean, here is this was at a town hall, and this woman that was speaking is a former military, right, who served under McMaster, and so she knows empirically, having seen him and been on the field of battle with him, that he has the utmost of integrity, and this is what people have said time and time again. And when McMaster says, "Hey, it didn't happen," she believes him. There's no question about it. Well, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, that's the wrong gospel, wrong church, and you can just sense the filter right there saying there's no way she's going to believe this. See, this is the problem with this ideology and this hatred. I mean, this is really what it's come down to. I mean, it's really kind of sad that you have people that just absolutely hate the president of the United States. I mean, and that's harsh, you know, to think that you have this kind of emotion toward the leader of our country. And you know, to what end? You know, what is this, you know, what is
this
doing?
The elected leader.
Yeah, the elected leader.
The elected leader.
The legitimate leader. See, and Donald Trump and his administration shouldn't even question that whatsoever. I think they're just, again, my recommendation is get the heck out of the Beltway. Get out of there. That echo chamber is way too loud. Let them all talk to themselves. Let them play their own silly, you know, reindeer games and their cocktail parties and do whatever it is, you know, they want to do and go out there about the people's business. I mean, all this is happening, Scott, right on the eve of him going overseas for this pivotal international, you know, confab that's going on, meeting with the Pope and Saudi Arabia and all these important people that he's meeting with. And gosh, what kind of sweet endorsement does he leave our country with? But, you know, all this stuff, I mean, an anonymous report from the Washington Post, I mean, this is dangerous. I mean, you know, the Washington Post is, I mean, they've abandoned, you know, journalistic, you know, principles, sound journalistic principles. And, you know, it's clear they're in the tank. I mean, they ought to just declare themselves for what they are. They're a propaganda machine for the Democratic Party. And dare I say, even the alt-left, they have become extreme in their position. It sounds harsh, but when you consider what they're doing here, I mean, how is this documenting history? You know, but based on, you know, that economic, you know, that economic form of payment that happens in D.C., which is all about leaks, you know, that's the currency. And somebody's picking up on that, and, you know, and it could be a totally made-up story. I mean, it's an anonymous source, totally anonymous, some senior official. Could be, you know, again, part of the apparatchik of the, you know, Obama holdovers and, you know, those Democrats that are just so upset because they lost, and they do not want to accept a Donald Trump presidency. And meanwhile, they're going to make Donald Trump pay, but more importantly, they're going to make Americans who need to have this country back on track. I'll tell you, America, you cannot sit for this. You can't stand for it. It's unacceptable. You need to let, you know, our courageous politicians know. Because I got to imagine, you know, the senators and House representatives on the R side, on the Republican side, are... Some are probably shaking and, oh my goodness, that's it. You know, cause they don't have a whole lot of faith in, you know, the truth be known. You know, you've got a part of the Republican Party that doesn't have a whole lot of faith in Donald Trump. And instead of coming alongside, watching his six and doing what they can to support him and accept his awkwardness, because there's nobody perfect. But, you know, and some of this stuff, as you said, Scott, earlier, I mean, it's OJT, which is pretty expensive when you're on the job training. But I think that's what everybody does when they come into the presidency, because you can't take a class. I don't care if it's Harvard, any Ivy League school you go to. There's not a class for being the commander in chief. Is there, last I checked? I mean, we have all kinds of classes for everything else, you know, which bathroom to use and all this other silly stuff. But, boy, when it comes down to, you know, something as serious as this.
But that's one of the great things about what we have going, is that you can come from any walk of life. And if you get enough people to support you and follow you, you can be president.
I think there's a little bit more to that. Money. I mean, you better have some money. You better have some funds to be able to do this. But, yes, certainly with the information age we're living under, is that even more possible? Yeah, I think you might be more right than wrong.
And this is the first president that I've ever seen that hasn't had any grace period. He was fought on pretty much every one of his cabinet members. He's been fought on pretty much anything that he wants to do. Obama backtracked on executive orders almost immediately. You know, well, I realized my mistake on those. Well, and again, I've said it before. I didn't like when Obama did executive orders, and I don't like when Trump does them. I think that's you're skipping a good portion of what made it all work. Mm. But he's been given no grace period. He's fought on everything, down to who his press secretary was going to be. Sean Spicer is a horrible choice. Well, come on. even Spicer, he had to learn how to, that's a job that he had to learn how to do.
I don't know anybody does that job. I really don't. I mean, and right now they're, saying that he's on the outs and they could put somebody else in there. You know, this is one of those jobs, you talk about the learning curve that moves so quickly, and his ability, I just am impressed. Has he made a couple mistakes? Oh, come on, give me a break.
But for
the plethora of things that you have to discuss and how you need to present them and everything, understanding you've got a adversarial media right now that wants to take everything, and if you think not, look what happened with Huckabee Sanders the other day. You know, she, a little loose with some language there, and boy, they jumped all over her. Well, welcome to the press room, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and part of that is because, the guy that he's working for he seems to be all over the place at times. He's unpredictable. Anytime Trump wants to say anything, he goes right to Twitter.
Mm.
That's hard if you're used to, these are going to be our press releases, these are how we're going to do it, and then you got a guy that's like, well, I got 140 characters, I'll take care of this.
Oh, by the way,
I changed my mind.
After that hour and a half meeting where we went through everything, yes, I decided to do something
on
different.
On second thought, yeah. On second thought, I'm going to do it this way.
Right.
But, so I mean, he's...
And then the thing is, supposedly, he's upset with his communication team. It's like, well, you can't walk away from your communication team and then blame them because they held to the party line that you told them that they were to follow. If that's truly the case, and this is the problem with all this reporting that's coming out regarding the White House, is what do you believe anymore these days, Scott? I mean, it's leading by leaks here. Is that what this comes down to?
I guess, and I still say that it needs to get to the point where they start telling you who their sources are, so that way you can go right to the source. With the NSA leaks, we knew it was Edward Snowden that did it.
Right.
And we've seen Edward Snowden talk about it. So, I really think we're at the point, if you don't give sources, it's not a story.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what people need to understand about journalism. But in this information age, again, that we live in, we're so bombarded with so much information. And as someone rightly said, in a time we know so much, but really understand so little. This is Bill Martinez live, 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation, by all means, do so. We love to hear from you. As a matter of fact, one email that we got regarding a statement regarding Comey, this listener, Paula, says that Comey's a criminal, white collar, of course, laundering money for the Clinton Foundation at HSBC for openers. The Russia thing is such a pile of, I'll let you know, enough to gag a maggot. It was not Trump who was in bed with Putin. It was the Clintons and Podesta. Oh, yeah, by the way, there were some emails to prove that. And Trump administration is in tatters because he never got rid of the Obama holdovers. And had a bunch of rhinos shoved down his throat. Better to have no one in position than a traitor. Well, this is all part of the challenge, and why some reports that Clinton is looking. Trump is just so frustrated over everything that he's about ready just to, start all over and, see what he can do. And especially in light of this recent deal, this has to be real, real disturbing for him. This is a private meeting in his Oval Office and there's a leak. And even then, this thing could be easily manufactured. When you understand that there are people in this country who are in the fake news business. I mean, forget about the accusation, of the mainstream media that they are the provocators of fake news. Okay. There are other, and I know you're aware of this, but there are other interests because they're getting attention. And so they're able to get rewarded for the amount of attention they get. And there's some people that they don't care about the information they receive. They just figure, okay, what the heck? We're just going to go for it. And we're going to read it. And next thing you know, they're believing it because it fits the narrative, fits their perspective. They have so much hate towards Trump that, you know, you just throw a little bit of chum bait out there and boom, they're after it and, you know, eating it up like it's gospel. Not even true at all. You know, again, this is what this show is all about, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because otherwise you have what we have in America today. It's chaotic. We're going in all kinds of directions. We're wasting money. We're wasting talent, our resources here in America that makes us so great, being, you know, jettisoned in all the wrong areas when we have threats abounding. You know, we haven't even talked about North Korea. There's other issues that we're dealing with. The president getting ready to go on this international jaunt here that is very important. And, of course, you know, I think what some on the left and those that are promoting, you know, this misinformation is that they are scared, and rightfully so, that President Trump is going to go and he's going to go and charm the socks out of these people. And it's going to be a good run for him, whether it has to do with the Pope, whether it has to do with Netanyahu, even though there was a misspeak out of his administration, you know, somebody meddling and getting into this situation between Israel and, you know, particularly the West Bank, whether or not the president would go to the Wailing Wall. You know, this is, I don't know. I mean, it is, I don't know, I guess frustrating. You know, for those of us who want reason to reign and want the best use of our treasured dollars and the people who say they want to serve the people, let's get them all on the right track. Let's get them to be productive so that they can be successful, because, you know, I don't think anybody goes into anything and say, okay, well, I'm going to go out there and go mess this thing up. But when you're so ideologically fixed, you convince yourself that, okay, you know, we're going to be holdouts and we're going to bury this guy in 4 years to such a degree that he can't wait to get back to his offices in New York and get out of D.C. He's not welcomed here. He's not part of the elite guard. And we don't want Donald Trump anywhere near.
And who does that benefit?
Well, it doesn't benefit anybody.
The only
it only benefits them and their agenda, because they're so doggone convinced that they're right, and they just had 8 years that was a disaster for this country. I can't. There's not one thing, Scott, that I can look back over the previous administration and say, well, at least we got this. I mean, it just seems like everything that the Democrats and the previous administration gave us was a disaster. And Main Street America saw this. This is why they came out in numbers to say, we've got to have a change. There's no way that we can have anything that resembles what we previously have experienced. Because they can talk about all the stories and, you know, President Obama come out and say, oh, this is the best presidency ever, that I did the best job, you know, on jobs, and we recovered the economy. We did all this stuff. And this is in the face of, you know, a GDP that he never got 3% on, because he choked the markets. He choked productivity, all in the name of, of the environment and things that are out there that, you know, people are going, you know, I don't understand. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I was thinking about this morning about Al Gore. You know, here's somebody who served that was, you know, the people paid his salary for many years. And instead of, and I understand it had to be a bitter loss for him, losing. That'd have been tough. But he figured out, okay, there's another way to win here. So he aligns himself with the environmentalist and figures, you know, it's all about greed and money. So he does the greed and money thing, and he comes out with this false narrative about the environment. Instead of saying, you know, I would have had a lot more respect for him had he come out and said, hey, look, we're going to break this down. We're really going to pursue the truth on this matter. But instead, he comes up with all this hysteria. And I say it's hysteria because, you know, we're not seeing the effects or the things that he had predicted. Like anybody else that prognosticates, if you miss the prediction, nobody wants to give you any credibility or time. But no, not in this country.
Well,
you can be wrong.
Nostradamus is a joke.
Yeah.
Well, you call your friend who makes a prediction, you know, he gets it wrong, you go, oh, way to go, Nostradamus.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just, It's just weird that nobody's held accountable on stuff like that.
Well, especially if it's you've got somebody, you know, and you're doing something as popular and popularly supported, where, you know, and I think it's such a game and, you know, such a trick of the left that they were able to get the people who don't even believe in this to pay for it. I mean, this is the thing that's most amazing. If you really went down line by line and you went to Main Street America and said, well, can you support this? Go, what? We didn't even know that was in there. We don't even believe in this. This is not even what it's all about. It's kind of like what we touched on a little bit yesterday, is that, you know, our government, you know, uses the wrong tool for the wrong job. It thinks it's the government of everything. You know, this isn't their business. You know, when they get into compassionate deals, because by virtue of the definition of compassion, you know, you have to do it at somebody's expense. So this is why our founding fathers stayed away from those compassionate deals and left it up to the states. They left it up to individuals, churches, other well-meaning institutions that could see what was happening in their community and say, okay, we need to step up and help out. And up until the 30s, I'm talking about 1930, this was all done by churches. I'm talking about welfare. But, you know, the government came in because they wanted credit and they wanted votes. And they were able to dip into the treasury and say, okay, here we are. And so after all these years and all the investment that's gone into welfare, is America better off, or are we worse off? I would argue that we're worse off because we haven't really taught anybody to fish. We just keep giving them fish, right? And then they say, well, it's not enough. You know, if you only gave me more, you know, I'd be better off. You know, and where does it quit?
Or even worse, why do you have two fish? Well, because I caught them. I caught the fish.
Right. You know, I actually got up early in the morning, went fishing. I put in my time, went down. Oh, yeah, I had to get bait, too. I had to pay for some bait. I only had a couple of shekels left to do that, and I went ahead and made that investment. And I invested my time, and I got two fish.
I caught three fish. I'm giving you one.
Yeah, right.
Don't complain about what I kept for myself.
Right, exactly. Well, but that's the attitude, because you have the haves and have-nots. And if you legitimately have not, and it's legit, I understand. That's what the safety net programs are all about. But if it's just because you decided to stay in bed and not do anything to help your cause, you know, it's hard to have compassion for you. But that is a personal issue. That is not a federal issue, and we need to understand that.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, sometimes, we come to the points in our lives where you have to know what it is that you believe in and what you're willing to, as my old mentor used to say, willing to fall on your sword for. And, you know, this is what really measures the quality of any person is, what are they committed to? What are they so convicted of that they're willing, you know, to take it to the mat? And, you know, we often talk about the Constitution, and we talk about, you know, this country and, you know, the promise and what we've been able to benefit, you know, for those of us who have lived a few years and we've enjoyed the benefits of this country. But what are we going to hand, you know, to the next generation? Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I do the show. I think about, what are we handing over to our kids, our grandkids, you know, compared to what our parents handed over to us? Yes, some of this stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would call it, is working against us. You know, I'm for free speech. But with free speech comes, an assumed, if I might say, responsibility, you know, for those that are speaking and those of us that are hearing. You know, I made a reference earlier about, about how much information is out there, and yet we know so little. It's actually Noam Chomsky. I want to make sure I give him the credit. He's the one that said, how is it that we have so much information but know so little? That's the challenge of our culture that we have right now, is it is time for discernment. We just can't accept the media and the influences out there because, we got people there that are, in our country, throughout our country, they're happy to be just knocking walls down and destroying property. You know, to what end? How does that advance the cause of democracy? You know, and it's up to us who know better to take a stand, be willing to fall on our sword for those things that are right for our kids and our grandkids. That's what this is all about. Meanwhile, you know, again, you've got to raise that discernment level on the information that you are getting and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Okay, so enough on that. It is Samantha Mills Mao time. She's the good news girl. Okay, so we need some, Sam, we need some good news here. You know, we need to balance out. I mean, for all that we've been dealing with in our crazy world, let's talk about these videos that you've been searching all over the internet to discover. And we're so grateful for you. you know, for coming on every week and so faithfully giving us these stories that, you know, kind of help us remember that no matter how bad it may seem, it's actually pretty cool. There's some really neat people out there that really represent the heartbeat of America, and in the midst of all its silliness and failings and that sort of thing, there are things that count the most, and those are those genuine things that are noted in our Constitution and that we're reminded of with these viral videos, like this woman who unwittingly wears an engagement ring for a year. What was all that about?
Well, this is an amazing story, actually. I don't even know how this would happen. But an Australian man has pretty much gone above and beyond about perfecting the marriage proposal, according to the internet. Mm-hmm. They're only using first names, but the man's name was Terry and his girlfriend's name was Anna. And on their one-year anniversary, he gave her a necklace that he had made himself. It was made. It was like a spiral. It looked like a piece of wood. It was a spiral kind of necklace, and she wore it every single day. But little did she know, he had hidden an engagement ring in there. Oh. So for a year, she has all these pictures with all her different friends and family, different holidays, and him, and traveling. She wears her necklace every single day. And recently, he decided to go take her on a hike, and they went in a cave, and he asked her if he could see the necklace so he could take some pictures with it. And he took his knife, and he cracked it open, and there was the engagement ring. It had been hidden away the whole time. And it's right under her nose, literally. I can't imagine if she had lost a necklace or something.
So she pushed him off the cliff for that?
I know. Like, oh, my goodness, you should have told me that was hidden in there. But I'm sure the sentimental meaning of that necklace already was significant to her, obviously.
And with him, you imagine, you know, here he is, he does it. Well, okay, I got an idea, I'll do this, you know, thinking that maybe it might last a week or two, but then a week goes months, you know, and now we're a year later and thinking, oh my goodness, I better call it in and then.
That's right.
Oh,
I guess he just had it, so any moment he wanted to propose, he could propose.
Yeah, I guess the things that, oh, wow. And so here it is. And you imagine the shock she must have had. Here she's been wearing this thing for a year, and, you know, out of respect and everything for this guy, and now all of a sudden he's cracking it open. And, you know, so the horror, you go, wait a minute, that's my treasured possession for a year, you know? Because there's something
that's
better
right.
inside, right? Like the
that's
cocoon.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm hoping to put the necklace back together so she can still have her favorite necklace.
Yeah.
But right now it looks like it's in pieces because she has a beautiful engagement ring in its place. So congratulations.
Well, congratulations to the new couple here on their engagement. Now, what about this? Is this a young man that he was told he was going to die? He'd be lucky to live beyond 10. And he just graduated college. Somebody made a mistake.
Well, that's right. You know, actually, Ryan Dant, he's 29 years old, and he just graduated from his dream school, which is the University of Louisville. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed when he was younger. He was about 3 years old, and he found out he had a genetic disease. And so it's called MPS. I'm just going to say the shorter version because the longer version's more difficult, and this is what people will be more familiar with. But there's only about 100,000 children globally who have been affected with this rare genetic disease, which enlarges certain organs.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they talked to the doctor, when his family went to the doctor when he was a little boy, they said, you know, he could become blind, you're going to see him deteriorate, and he's not going to live past the age of 10 or 12. Well, his dad couldn't accept that. You know, he was like, we're going to find a scientist, we're going to find out what they can do to treat my son. Mm-hmm. And so it became their mission. And so he starts doing research and finds one scientist that says this is theoretically possible, but there's just not enough money going into the research for this because it's such a rare disease that, you know, money is getting donated towards things that affect more people. Well, they started with the Ryan Foundation and found out there were certain enzymes that would help dealing with MPS1.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's 26 years later after he was first diagnosed and he's graduating from his dream school. And it just goes to show how far a parent's love will go. They've spent years. It's a wonderful story. You know, everybody should check it out in more detail to see what they went through to start the Ryan Foundation. And help save their son, and not only save their son. He's not just living, he's thriving.
Right, and exactly. And others now, and others as a result now at the Ryan Foundation. Another sweet story, and I remember reading about this, an officer buys groceries for a mom caught stealing food for an infant. This is a sweet story.
That's right. Sheena Davenport, she's 18 years old, and she had never been in any kind of legal trouble before. But her and her family, she has children, they fell in hard times. Her and her boyfriend were out of town. They just needed some hot food, and they went in and got some hot food from a buffet at a local grocery store. Mm-hmm. And they got caught on the way out, and she ends up getting arrested. Both of them get arrested, and an officer came up to her when she was in court, and she asked why she'd stolen the food. You know, because it's not like she's stealing a high-value item. It's obviously right. Something more going on here.
Of course.
And she explained that she was stealing it to feed her family. And so this officer decides to go take her to go get groceries, take her and her family to get groceries. And actually, they've become friends since then. Mm. The officer is Officer Colreath, and she paid for $130 worth of groceries. And they've been keeping in touch every day since then. And, you know, I think it's awesome that the officer could just think to ask that question, because I'm sure you deal with so many people who are maybe not doing it with any kind of good intentions. There's so many crimes committed. They're exactly. For selfish reasons.
Well, again, this is to our point where we were talking earlier, Sam, about compassion. Compassion is extended, you know, between the people. We do this. We don't need the government to extend. We don't need a compassionate government, because that's when it gets into trouble. And that's why we're in the mess in part, you know, to this day, is that compassion is misguided at the federal level. You know, you might say well-intentioned, but misguided nonetheless. Now, you've got a story here where Swedish scientists are using breast milk to cure cancer.
Now, would you have ever thought of anything like that? It was actually, serendipitous is what the scientists said that discovered this. Mm-hmm. This is in Sweden, and they were trying to experiment with antimicrobial agents, and mm-hmm. so breast milk is a very good source of these. So they needed human cells and bacteria to be present, and they chose a human tumor cell for practical reasons. And to their amazement, whenever they put the breast milk in there, the tumor cells died. And it was just a miracle that this has even been discovered. So patients with bladder cancer have already been yielding promising results, and they also believe that it could help with bowel cancer and cervical cancer. So isn't that kind of amazing?
What an incredible find there, you know. And I'm thinking of breast milk, and was it the scene in the movie? Was it John Travolta who accidentally drank some breast milk out of the refrigerator, was spitting it all over the place? Little did he know, he was spitting out the cure for cancer, you knucklehead. Hey, what about this final story as we wrap things up here? Memory of a Rayford man will live on in the cherished family photos. Tell us that story.
Well, Ray Bro, he recently passed away, but before he did, he had stage 4 throat cancer, and he had 3 children, and his wife did not want him to miss out on these momentous occasions, so she had a photo shoot done with him and his 2 daughters and son wearing their mother's wedding gown. They wore their cap and gown for graduation. There was a picture of him giving their car keys for the first time, so they would always have their dad with them in these memories.
Oh, how cool.
He wouldn't live to see it.
Well, Sam, we're out of time, but we want to direct everybody to go to Bill Martinez Live. Look at Sam's Corner. All the viral videos are there, and enjoy.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.